do this.
I'm just trying shit, man.
Okay, man. I saw a show of Slum Village in 98 or 99 it was.
Okay.
And you didn't came along because they were telling me that JD is not coming along because he cannot leave the studio, man. Was that the word?
In the beginning that was always the case with me. That was part of the problem why I wasn't there after that too, because all day, I tell people all day, I'm in the studio from my time I get up, time I go to sleep. I mean, I leave out, go get something to eat, that's it. It's like, I can't do anything else, you know what I'm saying?
But,
except for ladies, you know what I'm saying? But I'll leave that alone. But no, you know, like I get the inspiration from talking to people like Pete Rock and Diamond D, man. Every time I call Pete, he's in the basement. Yeah, it's like, every time I call him, he's working. Every time I call Diamond D, he's in the lab. So it's like, it's nothing for me to do but do the same thing.
It was like 93 or something?
It's like, what happened was, the Slum thing, speaking of Slum, when we did the Fantastic Volume 1 on the cassette.
Beats Runs Alive.
You know what I'm saying? So somehow it got like everywhere, man. You know what I'm saying? This little tape. People start bootlegging this tape. And it got into the hands of Amir from The Roots, Quest Love, you know what I'm saying?
Man.
And it was from him that he, you know what I'm saying, he let people hear that D'Angelo, Common. I was already messing with Tip, but they didn't, like, we never hooked up.
No, never.
Right, yeah, it was like, I seen him in the studio. Everybody went to the same studio, Battery Studios in New York. It was like, it would be Tribe Called Quest in Studio A, Diamond D in Studio D, Common is in C, No Time Lose coming through, Keith Murray's in B, you know what I'm saying? So it was like, so many people coming through, Farside.
Yeah.
That's how I met Farside, you know? Just going to the studio.
They can see putts passing you by.
Yeah, they went to the studio, right?
Look at it, here's Jake.
Alright, you guys want to move the cars? Come on, let's go.
Yo, come on, yo.
Oh, the jam, not a jam. That actually, like I said, coming with the skit. That was on, wasn't it on the beginning or the end of the jam, I don't remember, but it was like a skit. But it really happened. Like an episode, you know, the typical case of being in the wrong place at the wrong time, you know what I'm saying, just going to party, people acting up, you know what I'm saying, but the thing is, you know, it was just being with a Tribe Called Quest in that situation, just totally different, because me as a fan of them, you know, I was predictable, you know what I'm saying, I'm like, no, you know what I'm saying, like, it can't go down like this, but, you know what I'm saying, to see them in a situation where they could have been hurt, or, you know what I'm saying, as in J Master J, taken away from this earth, you know what I'm saying? It's just like...
For what?
Yeah, it's really fucked up, and it's something to look at serious. So, the skit was done all in play, but it was kind of to be aware, too, you know what I'm saying? Because it's real out there. And things like that happen, you know? So people shooting their parties and, you know, crazy shit like that.
For nothing.
Yeah, just no reason.
Bullshit, man.
When people come to have a good time, you know what I'm saying? So,
that's why you keep on positive vibes.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Go to the studio. Fuck it. Hey, music can't lead you wrong.
That's wrong. That's my word.
Now, let's go to that. Janet Jackson, how that whole thing worked out was, let's start with Tip and the Poetic Justice. That's how they met. Came cool friends. Just like Tip will call me about anybody else, he called and asked me, did I have anything to give Janet?
Mm-hmm.
So what happened? Now, this is the real deal. This is coming from me.
Okay.
Me, Tip, Ali, collaborate on this track. I'm not going to say any names, but we collaborate on this track. Made it happen. It was slotted for Janet Jackson's first single, Got Till It's Gone.
Yeah.
Just to say the title. Okay. When it came out, it said produced by someone else.
Now you realizing when them nights go long, right? It ain't for me to say when you know that I'm gone, right? You act all wild when I tell you to settle. I was working around the clock with your girls on the metal. Talk about I heard you swims with this chick on the beach. That was out with the tide, but my love you impeach. Now you looking at the walls, head and hand, cold jonesing. Rigging my house, hanging up and imposing. Now why you wanna go and do that, love, huh? Now why you wanna go and do that, huh? Now why you wanna go and do that, love?
I won't say any names.
No.
I said produced by someone else.
You can check it out.
Yeah, just check those credits. You won't see a JD or Q-Tip, anything.
Why you wanna go and do that, love, huh? Why you wanna go and do that, and do that, and do that?
It was like right out the Far Side. See, Tip kicked in as my manager. You know, he was like, can I be your manager? So that's my man. I can't front. I got love for him and respect, and he's been there. I had nothing to do but to follow his instructions. They kind of, you know what I'm saying, follow the lead, because he done been through the mistakes that I've been through and more.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I was listening to him, but like I said, after the Far Side, we decided to do this Uma thing. So
yeah.
It was a good idea, but it wasn't thought out. It wasn't like, what's going to happen to me? What's... Yeah. It's like, at first it was cool.
Yeah.
The first two, three things, I'm like, okay. Because I felt like I was a Tribe Called Quest. You know what I'm saying? You know how you feel when you grow up and you just fanatic to that. It's like a dream, you know what I'm saying?
So yeah.
I was kind of just going with the flow, like just running with it. But after like about a year, it got to the point of, everybody thought Tip did the beats that he rhymed on. And everybody thought the remixes. And I did interviews and they asked me questions like, yeah, so Tip did this and that. I'm like, no, I did that. You know what I'm saying?
Like,
no. So it was like, yeah, after a while, it got to be frustrating, you know what I'm saying? And it just led to tension and just, you know what I'm saying, like complaints. And, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, let's do this. Let's do this. Trackmasters was actually the people on top.
It's,
you know, over there, they're just killing us.
And
we happen to have the same management, you know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like, how come we don't have the same exposure?
There. I see you took it there. What's up with you? Hey, what's up with you? What you gon' do?
Gon' do.
You want me, don't you?
You want me, don't you?
I know you do.
I know you.
Yeah, I want you too.
I want you too.
You wanna do me? I know it's me. Yeah, I know it's me. I hope it's me. See when you notice me.
Notice me.
I noticed you.
I noticed you.
You say what up?
You say what up?
What up with you?
What up with you?
The things you do and who you do it to. Why would you do? I'm seeing you. I know what's good for you.
Good for you.
It's just 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 for you. It's just for you. It's just for you. It's just for you.
Slum was the reason I'm even here. Like I shop Slum to Tip, and that's how I actually got on. You know what I'm saying? Shopping the Slum Village demo. But and he called me, he was like, he wasn't interested in the slums. Like, Slum has always been slept on. And I tell people, like, you know, they think I'm either frustrated or bitter at them. It's like, no, they gotta understand that. I was there through all of that, through all of the rejection. So to see them do something successfully and somebody believe in them and put something out, it's like, I know how they feel.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And speaking of which, this reunion album, for this year,
you got something to do
Slum
with it?
Village will be back together. So it's four MCs now, but you know the only reason I say I'm not 100% into it is because I wasn't 100% into it.
Yeah, exactly. But how do you feel about the Slum now? Is that...
Slum now? No, it's good now, because I'm here.
Of course.
But you know, they needed that. It's like, I needed my space. Seriously, it's like... It was so much bullshit doing the shows, tension. I wanted to just fight, but how can I fight this man? I gotta go on stage with him. We backstage. Like Wu-Tang, it's just like, I didn't want to go through that.
No.
So that was the reason the majority, like those shows, I just stayed home, work, let them do their thing. I do like main shows here and there, but it's kind of slowed up, man. We grew apart. I'm saying creatively, we do songs and be in totally different directions on the rhymes and what you want to talk about. Like, by 10, want to talk about something it's totally spiritual. I want to talk about some girls. To 3, want to talk about.
You can hear that.
Amusement park. It's always been like that.
And
LZI is just, you know what I'm saying? He's lyrically, but he's just everywhere. Because it's like, there's so much shit. And you got to, the masses too, you know what I'm saying? You got to get some of these people to buy the album, you know what I'm saying, or whatever, promote yourself, make the label, put more energy into you and shit, because without that, you'll just be sitting on the shelf.
Yeah, somebody with no cash, with no record deal, anything.
You know, and that's everywhere, everywhere. That was me. I just got out of the MCA deal, just literally a month ago. Just signed a release. Been asking for a release for over a year. Been signed.
But I don't understand, because to me, you got your own sound. Like Premier got his cut shit.
Right. Yeah.
And you got your own sound by putting the soul clap a little early
stuff
like that. And cats bite you, man. Don't you? How you feel about that stuff? I mean, You're angry, right?
It's both sides. Both sides. I respect it because when I hear good shit, it makes me want to go make something, but not make something like what I just heard. That's the only difference. It's like they take the inspiration and then goes and do the exact same thing. I don't understand that. You know what I'm saying? Where what I feel when I make music is like energy, but it's not like I'm not thinking about Premier when I make music.
No.
I'm not thinking about P-Rock. I love their work. I love Dre. I love.
You got any inspiration source?
Just it's like
old records.
What is old records? You know how I feel for the day. You know what I'm saying? It's like I don't understand like how the shit comes through me or when I feel the urge to work. You know, it just happens. It's like I said, it's a mood. You know what I'm saying? Some days I wake up and I might not want to make anything, but I get a phone call from Pete Rock, and it's back to the lab.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like anything will push me like that. But I don't have a set time. Like I just go in the studio at 5 o'clock, go up at 5 o'clock. You know, it's kind of whatever.
You know? Oh shit! I took the X pill. Now I'm ready to. Smoke the fat joint, now I'm shit out of luck. There goes another chicken head ready to cluck. Damn, you already got your clothes off? I ain't even poured the liquor yet, you must be a vet. Damn, you soft? Yeah, you already. Let me get some glasses, start the heavy pet. Think 777-9311.
Great.
How you fit up all that loving in your oven? What? A nigga hit that shit, now I owe you nothing? Ain't that something?
Mr. Black, get the one with all backs. The one that likes getting their hair pulled and smack. Yo, all day, yo, I'll be up in the sack.
Nappin'.
Sipping on Cavassier while she's rubbing my back.
Yeah, niggas like, where Quaz at? I ain't seen that nigga in a week.
Most likely a nigga like me's chilling with a house freak. Astro Black Latex, in line, who's next? Wait.
Quaz, that's from the last album. Ain't you over there yet? Jay Dilla.
Madlib is my man, yo.
I understand that stuff.
Man, look.
Where's the record from?
Yeah,
exactly.
Man, the J-Lib, see, I got to get with Stone Throw Official. Do you have the white label shit out here?
Yeah.
It's supposed to be out.
Digital.
Okay, you're right. Oh, that one.
Yeah, that shit. Like the J-Lib.
It was like, yeah. It was, nah, this is what happened. Madlib actually, this is how actually, I gotta explain it.
Okay, come on, man.
I hooked up with Madlib because I love his work.
Bro. How did you do that?
It's like, look, I'm telling you.
Start from the beginning, man.
Yeah.
Come on.
I hooked up with Madlib because I love his work. Yeah. Bought his record. When I first heard Lupac, went crazy. Okay, who was this cat?
So.
I worked on my album through MCA. See, this is about 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. I actually got in touch with Madlib, flew him out. He laid me like 6 tracks. Ridiculous shit.
Yeah, niggas tend to bug cause the beats are hard but gentle. The kind of shit that make you crash your whip plus your mental. You gotta crank the system full blown. The bass mid treble, check the level on the tone. Turn it up.
Shit, like what I was doing for my album was getting all the producers that I love. I wasn't doing none of the beats on my album, you know what I'm saying? I just wanted everybody who I listen to do all the beats just because.
Yeah.
They expected me to do all the beats. So, like I said, I got Madlib. Came down now, to go to the beat, the Buster thing. After we hooked up, I found out that Madlib was making demos over beat tapes and JD beat CDs. Things of that nature. I ain't say nothing. You know, it's all good. You know. Then he sent me a copy. It's like he sent me the CD of 12 songs. Like vocals, cuts. It was like an album of all JD beats.
In a week, right?
Yes. So I'm like, no, that's impossible. So, you know, I just called him like, you know what I'm saying? No, don't take this the wrong way, but what's going on? You know, like, and then I'm hearing about this white label, 12 inch, this JD beat, and you're rhyming on it. He's like, oh, you know,
just trying to
yeah, you know, it's all good, you know. I'm like, you my man's, well, I just dropped it and I said, well, look, if we're gonna do it, let's do it official. Let's do an album or something, let's do an EP or let's just mess the industry up, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hook up like that, do it and really do it. Week later, I send them some beats, he send me shit, man. You know, straight, oh, we laid it.
It's all set.
Just for this album, yeah, just people know. We didn't go in the studio and lay verses and track it down, and it was all straight off a CD, overdub, and straight mixtape.
Raw.
So everything you hear is straight two tracks, you know what I'm saying? And overdub, so it's just raw. That's how it should sound to me anyway, real raw, you know what I'm saying? That reminds me of Madlib, so I think it should be good, you know what I'm saying? It's like 20-something cuts,
man.
You know what I'm saying?
Holla, get it, popping off from the bottles to the collars. Clap hands, nigga, get live with it, party with your mans, nigga. It's the official, hands in the air, let me see the wrist glow. Turn me up another notch in your system. You say you want the hot shit, then listen. Madlib and JDZ. Doing it like we doing it for TV. And you don't wanna change the dial. World woman, niggas rearrange your styles.
No. Because nowadays you're into that synthetic sound.
Right.
Is that because of sample clearance or is it?
Yeah, you know what? You know what? That's a good note. Because samples play a good part in that. In that whole movement. Even though I'm back, like this year, I'm back to chopping up breakbeats and familiar breakbeats, substitution and shit. I mean, I'm talking about some crazy, you know what I'm saying? So that's where I'm at this year. Matter of fact, check for the New De La shit.
Yeah.
I chopped Genius of Love. Oh, man, it's one of my favorites to this day, one of my favorite tracks. But yeah, back to that shit. But the synthetic shit I was fucking with, the keyboard, you know, that came from, like I said, the sample clearances. For the Tip album, it was so much hassle with samples. The UFO people, whoever that is. I don't even know who that is. It's a common break, everybody used that. I just put it in the back of the track. We get a call after the Tip album was out with a lawsuit so big, like $100,000 for that little sound. Come on, I'm like, where is this? Love, man. Fuck it, I'll play my damn self. You want 85% of my publishing and $100,000 here?
Party people. Get live with it. Let the bullshit ball. I don't want to hear that bullshit, dog. I don't want to see them full clips spark. Ridiculous. You know? Cause we don't give a fuck, ain't no bitchin' us. We in the 4.6 deluxe. Still bangin' in your Jeep. Yeah. Ride out. Bang it. Bang it in your Jeep.
This JD has a Jeep nowadays with a booming
system. Yes. I got the Delilah. It's the Delilah, not the Escalade. Cadillac. It's only one. You know what? I don't know where I get that from. I didn't used to be like that. It was never that way. I used to ride a regular truck and I was good with what I had. You know what I'm saying? Just after a while being around people and you see success and you see good shit. You know what I'm saying? You want to treat yourself to something. And that's all that is. I don't take it any more serious than that because it can be taken away from me. The privilege to go in the studio and it makes me go to work every day. Every day, stay at it. Yeah, I love trucks and sounds and all that.
Turn it up. Yo, check it out now. Another batch from the one they call JD. Word up. Check it out. Get at me. Alright, chill.
What I do is when I make CDs, I put like two batches per CD, 24 beats per CD. And it's like last year I did 5 volumes, so it was like 24 beats and 5 CDs. Do the math. But you know, 100 plus beats. So what I do, I just send them out to the labels, send them out to management. I have to stop doing that because I did that last year. That's how the bootlegs.
That's why I'm not giving you a tape right.
Right. So it's like, see? That's what I'm saying. It's like, that shit is crazy. You got to put some type of, I just learned that, you know what I'm saying? Last year, you got to put some type of sand or, some over it repetitively. It's like, you know, like I said, now I do it through the Pro Tools system, so it's a little easier to do that and stop all the bootlegs. You know what I'm saying? So now I put these nuts or some shit running all through the whole city. You know what I'm saying? You hear it every 30 seconds. It's just like, these nuts. You can't just rap over it. You got to do that. And labels just started doing that also. You know what I'm saying? Just starting to figure out how to stop the bootleg. Payday is more of, that was the production side, like exclusive production for MCA actually. It was like, you know, I had the FC and Payday. FC was about to turn into actually, FC was actually about to turn into the production company, but we ended up using the Payday. It was it's hard to explain, like the legal, an attorney, they like things that they can understand and see. Like the FC was just confusing for everybody.
Yeah.
It got a lot of checks confused and wrote the wrong way. You know what I'm saying? So you write Payday, it's pretty easy to not spell that, misspell that. Yeah, yeah.
But that, you know what amazed me? That Royce the 5'9 joint.
Yeah.
That amazed me, man. It was like, what was
right,
this,
right.
man? That was the first synthetic shit I heard from you.
I know, you know what? And I actually took a chance with that. I was like, it's like Royce, he loved that type of shit, though. You know what I'm saying? He liked the glossier type of beats. So, like, I do the, like, what P Rock does is he'll make beats for people. I don't usually do that. It was just one day I had that beat and it was just Royce in my head, so I actually, you know, passed it along to him and he was with me. And, you know what I'm saying? It just happened, it was supposed to be for some soundtrack at first, but, you know, they just released it as is. But that was one of my joints at that time. I'm like, yeah, I was glad that came out because it was different than what people were used
strange,
to, you know what I'm saying?
I didn't believe that shit.
Yeah.
But in the end, like, slowing down. Like,
yeah, I had the frequency. See, now that was, we were just talking about people imitating. That was my Timberland. Impression, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but
it was like,
it's not my shit.
You know, people do it. Yeah. People do it, you know what I'm saying? I do it, I get inspired. But you want to do you.
Your own.
Do your thing, yeah. Still do you, you know what I'm saying?
But it's a road thing.
It's all good, you know, it's all good that if you can show that you can touch all the areas. Fuck up doing that. Tip fuck up doing that. My man, you know what I'm saying? But
I know.
I love him, you know what I'm saying? I love him. We talked about it, and it's just like, he knows that I know, but everybody else doesn't know. You know what I'm saying? That's one of the funkiest niggas. I know, you know what I'm saying? Yo, it's like, like the Amplified album, you know what I'm saying? And then the shit after that didn't come out, or the Kamal Farid album, that I didn't have anything to do with that album. It's just like, I was just upset at how the people took to him, because I know what he's capable of. And it's hard for a producer / MC, because if you're known for beats as I am, it's hard to do, you know, you can't be an MC and a producer.
Shake it down, yeah, look at you, look at me, look at you, look at me. Look at you, I'm seeing you. Look at me, you're looking good. Look at you, do it, girl. Look at me, do it. Look at you, do it. Look at me, do it. Look at you, do it. Look at me, I'm seeing you. Look at you, do it. Look at me, you're looking good. Look at you, do it. Look at me, do it. Look at you, do it. Look at me. Come on, you remind me of my range. Lambskin seat covers, brothers, get your change. Get your dame, cause she want the niggas with the frames. Put the change, nigga man sick with the bang. Shit been the same since 86 and Kane. Get your main bitch, get your nigga in my brains. And they say that's why we hold this. Send me four wheel and roll over the whole building. Chrome killing them 20 inches, the whole deal with it. I'm so ill with it, so deal with it. I'll be potted out, without a doubt. Ha! Spot a mile, wallet out, we wildin' out. Ladies, let me see you do it like, you look at me, yeah, look at you,
feel it,
yeah.
Look at me,
I'm seeing you,
look at you,
you're doing it,
look at me,
do it,
look at you,
do it,
look at me,
do it,
look at you,
do it,
look at me,
you looking good,
look at you,
I'm seeing you,
look at me,
do it,
look at you,
do it,
look
at me.
Do it.
Look at you.
Do it.
Look at me.
Come on.
Look at you.
Check it down.
Look at you.
Right now, what I'm doing is, like what I've been doing like the last 3 years, all production.
Yeah.
Like what I'm doing is just trying to get my name out. I still consider myself underground, very underground. I wanna get across there and still do what I do and not have to do a beat that sounds like this or do this or some commercial. Like Wu-Tang. Wu-Tang, RZA keeps his shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it gets played on the radio constantly. Yeah. It's everywhere.
Attitude, man.
That's where I'm at. A few things have made it. A few things have barely surfaced. You know what I'm saying? Barely surfaced. And it's better over here. It's more love over here, you know what I'm saying, too, than over in the States. When I make my music, you know what I'm saying, I want people to feel what I feel. I want them to feel that energy that I, whatever it was. Yeah, that's all it is. Because I make it straight from the heart. So it's like, to be taken for anything else is crazy to me.
Would you ever make a beat for Wack MC who got cash?
That's a good question. It's hard. Like Frank and Dan, yeah, that they just grew up. They were right there. I can't. It's like, sometimes, I can't say anything, but it's hard because I appreciate them wanting to work with me, and you know what I'm saying, and wanting to get me out there more, you know what I'm saying, it helps me out also, so it's good sides, but then it's like I did a few things recently. Y'all gonna be surprised. A few new artists that came out. You know,
you're ashamed or what?
You know, I'm proud of the work, and I'm proud that they took a chance with my shit. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm proud of. But it's like I know how people in mass. I'm a DJ. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I know the crowd and how people take to records and shit. And it's not, you know, it's not that deal. You know, it's a lot of things that come out. You know what I'm saying? I'm proud of just. I'm a very hard critic on my shit, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's hard for me to really, like, ride around and listen to some shit of my own, you know what I'm saying? Like, especially once it's laid and once it's done, like, I listen to the mix of it for a few times and it's, that's it. I hear it when the wax come out, but, Dwelle's finally about to drop, finally. Right, you know, it got around bootleg, virgin, drop, here and there, I don't know. Yeah, but it's like, you know, that good music and service, but he will be coming out. It's not through Virgin, though. It's not through Virgin, and if I'm not mistaken, it's Rope Dope Atlantic, but I can double check. Fat Cat through Hollywood Records. I only did two joints. I rhymed on the joint with, and Little Man did the beat. The production on that, look for that. QD, I'm not hip. I haven't heard anything.
No,
that's my man.
Okay.
But I know he's working. You know what I'm saying? But we're trying to pop him a deal. You know, anything I get, you know, I always pass it on to him. So yeah, QD, Frank and Dank, of course, Hollywood Records.
But Frank and Dank, that was Dank, right?
Yeah, Dank. Yeah.
Where's Frank?
Frank is in the deep. He's like.
It's not like Frank and Dank.
No. It's like, yeah, it's like two people. Right.
For the fly gun holder, money folder, Motorola star attack when it's time to call back. For the rough, rugged, and raw way, this nigga Jay, it's a game, but he don't play.
Hey.
For all the chicks that got dead in the penthouse suite on top of my mom's crib.
Damn.
It's nonsense you never get in. It's nonsense that you would think that you would ever get in.
K.
For the cutie crushing that we do, we keep them two. We got two for you.
Yeah.
I knew what you would do it again. Nasty, ain't it? Brand new shit with the blend.
D.
To all my Detroit play ballers. And I can't forget the fat booty ballaholics. For awesome amounts of dough, an ounce of grass, woo, and a fat ass for show.
We still got the same voice.
No, it's like right. Yeah.
It's like Slick.
It's like,
Rick,
it's like I don't consider them the greatest MCs. I like the feeling. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I like working with him, you know what I'm saying? It's like the vibe that I get working with him and shit.
When I heard this stuff, it was like slum, but a little more aggressive.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's like, it was like more like a street slum, like you said, like more aggressive. So it was just automatic to work with him, you know what I'm saying? That's family. It's like slum. It's so easy. It's like they have the same work ethic. Let's just do something. You know
same city, man. Yeah,
same city. Right around the corner, you know what I'm saying? anybody else? Guilty. Look for this guy named Guilty Simpson. He is ridiculous. Coming from the deep, man. He's down with D12 and the nine Porter that's down with Dre now. So I know he's gonna be sprinkled on the Chronic too.
Yeah.
Me and Dre are basically the sole producers of this next Blau album. Like he got four or five cuts. I got four or five cuts. You know what I'm saying? They're gonna milk it down. I think what's his name? Dave West got one, and Mike City, is that his name? Mike City.
No, I don't.
Yeah, somebody.
Dave West.
But yeah, just yeah, Blau shit. It's gonna be crazy. Blau sung over African rhythms from the Welcome to Detroit shit.
Yeah.
The intro. Oh. Yo.
Oh.
Yo.
So that's
yo.
Some Puma stuff yo. You got there.
Woo. Yo. Look. That shit gonna be stupid. Oh man, I can't wait for that shit. But the De La shit, two joints on the new De La. Be real. Oh, with the last one. Oh, that shit. They all came down to the D.
It came to the D.
Yeah, it all came to the D. That's what I'm saying. So it was my first time actually working with Be Real. Yeah. I was a Cypress Hill fan. You know what I'm saying? So it was like part of the dream. You know what I'm saying? A little piece of the puzzle filled. But that shit was crazy. And to hear him talk about smoking weed over my beat was like, oh my god! Like whoa. But you know what I'm saying? That's ultimate. That's, like I said, I'm still a fan of this hip-hop shit, and you know what I'm saying? Like, shit like that, it's still part of the dream. It's still part of it. I can't believe it.
Everybody get high. I'm here to apply the pressure. You, and you.
Especially you.
Come down to the D. I got some shit to blow your mind.
Come here, my bill. Let me apply the pressure.
If you just started smoking,
please don't smoke too much.
But to all my smokers,
smoke enough.
De La shit, I'm telling you. That's what I really want y'all to check. Just please, yeah, the third joint. Oh.
Apply pressure. Let's get them, y'all. Apply pressure.
It's definitely not a common album.
No.
But it's common. Okay, and I explain it like this. It's like it's not what people expected. I already know, like I said, from being a DJ and knowing what people want or what they're hearing in the club. Right. You know, you can change, but you gotta have something that connects you to, you know, your fan base and to what they know from you. Know, what my man did this album, The Electric Circus, he did not want to do anything that sounded like anything he has ever done, anything that anybody has ever done. So I'm giving him, I'm giving him beats, like crazy shit that I wish I saved and sold to somebody else, anything. Just, I'm talking about crazy shit. I'm working hard. I'm talking about, he'd be like, no. More. So I'm like, all right, fuck, you know what I'm saying? It made me mad. All right, I did some crazy, wild shit, 120 BPMs. Feel like that. Oh, yeah, Common, yeah, that's different. Like, that's in-house, like Frank and Dak. And they're actually there while I'm doing the beats until I get a yay or nay. You know, when I do the beats, I tell them, like, I'm just working. This may not be for you, you know what I'm saying? But if you like it, let me know.
You save everything?
Yeah, everything. I try to save everything. Even the crazy shit. You never know. Oh, man. Breathe and stop, I gotta tell you. I did the beat and I did not save it first. So what actually came out was me trying to redo the beat. It's like the beat, I tell the people, that was one of my craziest joints. But I lost the disc and I had to re-chop the drums.
It's impossible to make drums.
Yes. It was like, I wish people could hear the original. It was just like, it sounded so much different. But you know, tip, that was it. but that shit happens every so often.
Hold tight, this is the last time you hear me. I'm out now, this is the last time to cheer me. The game is getting too slimy, liable to make this peace brother turn grimy. I'ma leave it in the hands of the slum now, take it away from where it comes from now. A lot of you cats in the music business, shiftless, I put you on the list. Did your intuition say this on me? I'ma just flip careers, yo, you hear me, B? D'Angelo, play your piano. JD, flip another beat for me.
It was crazy for me, like I said, because they really brought me into it, you know what I'm saying, and introduced me to everybody, you know what I'm saying, this whole tribe thing. So to see them and that whole beefing thing, and it prepared me, really, for the Slum Village thing, as I spoke with earlier. It was like to see them argue and come to blows and behind stage.
It was in the middle.
Yeah, and I'm like, this is a Tribe Called Quest, you know what I'm saying? Like, if people knew, you know what I'm saying? That's what I was thinking. Being, you know, some, like I said, an active part of this movement we're trying to do, whatever. And like I said, to see that and then to be in my own situation and the same type of shit, I can't do it. Like, I'm not even gonna try to do the Wu-Tang and be fake and smiling on stage like, you know what I'm saying? I don't even want to put myself through that. I'd rather work production and do what I do. So that's what I did. Wajid actually came over my crib. It was an idea he had, just like, let's do it real quick. Like I said, the last few months I've been really doing a lot of that promotion. Like, I have a few things coming out of J-Lib, you know. Just a few little things coming out. Oh, check for the Rough Draft EP on Groove Attack Records. Check for that. That's, we should have vinyl, 10-day white labels, and I don't know when they're gonna release it, but check for that. And it features my man Guilty Simpson, and I was gonna tell him. So what was I talking about? See, I don't forgot about the Rough Draft. Okay, all right. So yeah, like I said, back to the YG shit. Like, he came over my crib. It was just an idea, you know. I had all these old dats from Tribe days to, like, all those shit. Yeah, all dats. So we was going through all these old dats, picking all these crazy beats. And how he just came up with those that happened to make the album. Was, he picked the beats that he thought needed instrumentals. Like it was one Buster joint that never came out, his label Buster. That he wanted to hear, you know what I'm saying? So, like I said, the Bling 47 project is kind of YG's direction as far as the choice and the beats. But it, like I said, just all come from the archives of the old beats. Like, I the beat CD and just the shit that never get used or just sitting on the shelf, you know, shit like that. So, yeah, volume 2 and 3 coming out, you know what I'm saying? So, it's like, just putting out more beats, and that's gonna be through Rope-A-Dope Atlantic. They picked up Bling 47's little thing, yeah, so I'm like, cool, that's good. That's good, though. So, more beats, more exposure, you know, trying to set it off.
But I got this question. I mean, fuck the police.
Oh, yeah.
It shook my little world.
Oh, man.
So, but Madlib came out with that first.
Yep. Yo, when I heard, because I remember I heard the Madlib, was it an interlude or something?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like,
it was,
yo, where you label, that shit? So. Yeah, I'm like. So when I heard the original, I was just like, fuck that shit. Because I think Up Above asked me some shit. And that was back in the time when I used to do the shit and send it to him, you know, and yeah, and they, whatever, you know what I'm saying? So it was like, it was cool. They took the first shit that I sent them. So
that's okay when Madlib put your shit on.
So yeah, you know what I'm saying? I guess you can say that, yeah. I would think about that. I guess Madlib needed to do that to me, I guess.
Madlib.
Yeah. Damn, that's funny.
It's for you. It's for you. Yeah, it's for all my street niggas. Feel it.
count of three, say fuck the police. 1, 2, 3, fuck the police. Yeah, fuck them. Applaud any nigga.
Damn right.
We could lose a few of them. We got enough of them. My niggas on the corner, they be diving and dunking them. Bitches getting pulled over, end up fucking them. For real. And see, now we got these fake cops. They thought he had a gun. Made a mistake, cops. I hate cops. Turn on the TV. Is this another cop busted from illegal business? They out of control. They out of their minds. They pulling you over. They hopping inside. Just know you got drugs and know you got guns. And they know when they mad when they can't find none. Stupid. Don't you know they giving it the stash box? Then he be in and need a key to get in it. Any offended people suck my balls. All y'all off the wall get stupid, dawg. Don't hold back, don't let go. Don't say damn, just say whoa.
But solo raps over beats from other cats.
Oh, okay.
You okay. Do that?
Yes. See, with the album I was doing, after MCA, of course, P-Rock, Dre, Rockwild, High Tech. You know, talking about the cloning type of shit. You know, like people ask me about that. All right, it's like this. I love this shit.
Yeah, it's great music, but
it reminds me of things, you know what I'm saying? When I hear it, I'm like, okay,
trick.
You know, sound like something, you know, sound good. The Shakers sound like, you know, remind me of the Shakers on Badu remix. You know, remind me of the, you know, things like that, but he has his own thing, you know what I'm saying? He does have his own feel, but it's like some beats that he have, like the shit on the new Snoop album that he has. It's ridiculous. I'm like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's High Tech.
It's great, but
yeah, you know what I'm saying. You know, it's not like the blast where it was just direct. Shit like that, I respect it, but it's another side to it. As long as they understand and they know that they gotta do them. A lot of people don't. You know what I'm saying? You can't stop. It's so many similar imitators. You know, it's not a lot of. Dre imitators, because a lot of people can't do what Dre does, you know what I'm saying? And sound authentic Dre, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people. But it's like when you have shit like that, when I'm chopping up break beats and shit like that, where any producer can pick that record up and, you know, chop that shit, you know what I'm saying? It's
that Tony Braxton Dre, man. That was like, is it beat or not?
Right.
And then suddenly I heard
like
beat rock?
Nah, it wasn't. Yeah, right, right. Like, man, like, nah, right. See, shit like that. Oh, you know what's a good example? Check for the, what is it? Why I Gotta Be Like That? Farson, okay? And then listen to Do For Love by Tupac. The guy basically chopped my record. It's like, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, made a big worldwide hit. Well, over in the States, you know what I'm saying? That was a big hit. Mm-hmm. It was my fucking dream. Yeah, and it's like, that was kind of in the beginning, you know what I'm saying? When I learned about that shit, and people can just take your shit and sample it and rap over it, and you know what I'm saying? That's D'Angelo, oh yeah, man, oh man, Quest, everybody, Jeff Lee, James Poyser, everybody's having to be Aquarius.
Okay, that's like people who feel each other, frequency
yeah.
related.
It's like, yeah, everybody, like, and I never knew, like, it was so weird how this happened. It was like, I think right before the Voodoo album, in the studio, Amir knew that he was, you know, of course, he was Aquarius, and then he knew James Poyser Aquarius, mm-hmm. and D'Angelo. He thought that was bizarre.
That's
already.
Logical,
right. He thought that was bizarre. Then when we just happened to talk one day in the session, like, he found out I was Aquarius. So he's like, whoa. I happened to ask Jeff Lee, the guitar player. Yo, he was like, yo. That's what he said. He said, yo, tell. He's like, do not tell me you're Aquarius. He's like, yeah. You know, cool ass Jeff Lee. That was it. We put everything down, and it was like, this, what the fuck is going on?
Is it something official?
Yo, it's like, nobody knew. I had no knowledge. I've been working with these cats for months, you know what I'm saying? Just vibing with them, listening to their shit. D'Angelo is crazy, you know what I'm saying? This dude is, he reminds me like Stevie Wonder, man. Like, just natural, like, he just touched the keys, and it's just like, oh, I want to sample it, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You know, Amir Stupid with the drums, man. It was just like James Ford is crazy. All these cats are just talented in so many other areas, and then here I come. All I knew how to do was work the MPC and you know, like that. But you know what I'm saying? Maybe I brought something different to the table. Maybe I can add something to this shit.
It's like, you here for what? If your mission is asking, see your intention is what? You thought you was gonna do, bitch, you threw. I see you trying to do my man 3.
I can't stay away from Daniel Brown. I want to do a beat funky drama, but it's so hard to do that. Whoever does that, if you do it, he's the man. You heard it here first. If you do a beat with funky drama, should I fuck with it? I'm like, nah. Cut off, you know what I'm saying? But I'll come back to that shit. Like, I'm about to chop up with that funky worm shit. What I do naturally is listen to these break beats and chop shit, you know what I'm saying? I come from that hip hop shit. So it's like, I'm looking for straight, common break beats, just shit that's been used. Like I said, you know, substitutes. I just fuck with substitutes.
When original stuff, I will sell you.
Oh, see? Bam. I need the original.
Man.
Yeah, see?
Country stuff.
I need that shit.
Chinese, whatever.
So.
With it.
So good. Jay Dilla setting it off.
Jay Dilla remix. SpaceX featuring Frank and Dang. Bounce with it, nigga. Bounce. Yeah. Turn it up, y'all. Just turn it up, love. Yeah.
'Cause I need you.
Yeah.
Why the knees? I do not know how it scares me. Try as I may, and I want to stay away. It makes no sense to me.
Turn it up.
Look at it this way. 'Cause this is a strange way. 'Cause it's amazing. 'Cause I ain't guessing.
Yo.
'Cause
I need you. I want you, 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 I need you. Yeah. I want you, I need you. Yeah. Feel it.
I need more guns, more hot whips. Fine honey dips that be proud of this shit. Gigi Hanna, my girl chill with the latest fashion. I need more of that. What it feel like, mommy, yo, I'm spinning these chips. What's the deal with the thong? So I'm digging that shit. I'm a ghetto, so I'ma hit the gas. Yo, I blaze the crowd with 5-0 on my ass.
Blazing hot, they know we got more for their ass. Foot on the gas, laying low, it's a 100-yard dash. You know how many broads I done flown past to sit Remy with you and consume good grass. Lay in the bed, caress your fat. And if a fool out of line, he fill a gun ass. It's serious with you, it's serious with me. I need you in my life, so seriously. We rock ice, then make them sick in the hood. And if the red beans, if they up to no good. We live in swell, we escape from the hood. As long as this one point is understood, girl.